my phone rang earlier today, and I picked it up and said hello. And the person at the other end said, "Hello, is that Janet Piper's there?" And I said, "Yes, it is, may I ask this?" And it says, "Hi, yeah, this is George Washington." And I'm sitting here with Jefferson and a couple other guys. "We just wanted to tell you some stuff." And I said, why me? And he said, "You know, damn it, that is the problem that I have with you Americans nowadays. I said, I wanted to do the talking. You are so damn rude." And I said, "You know, you really didn't have to use language like that." And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry. It's just, that person along. I lose all control of my manners. But I just wanted to tell you some." We didn't have much of an idea of what we were doing when we were starting up this country here. I mean, we didn't have, you know, much experience in creating bodies of power. But he was saying stuff like, you know, when we said freedom of religion, we included the separation of church and state because freedom of religion could mean freedom from religion. And when we said freedom of
religion. Especially from Europe, where people would, they would come to your house and go, "What do you believe?" If they didn't like what they heard, they'd put a fucking bullet in you, man.
That's the same. When they said people had a right to bear arms, that was so that you could protect yourselves from a government gone wrong, not so that you can go kill some 16-year-old in an ATM machine for $20 cash. You know, there's a difference. When we said freedom of speech, we had no idea that you'd be burning the flag or painting pictures of Christ doused in Europe or in urine.
Who would burn the flag unless they believed in it?
Or it's like doing things like, you know, photographing people with whips up their respective anatomies. But, you know, hell, I guess we have to allow that. Because if we ban that, the next thing they'll ban is books. And we can't have that. And I said to him, "Well, you know, there are schools that have books banned, George." And he said,